Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
When I learned this, I began to come against the devil. I began to come against, I'd catch myself up, and I'd envision myself seated with Christ in the third heaven. Does the Word of God say that's where you are?
Yes.
Sure it does. So why don't we start believing the book? I'd catch myself right up there in my rightful position, and I've taken many a person into the third heaven. And I said, now we're going to pray. We're going to come against the forces of darkness for your wife or your husband or whatever they are. I said, close your eyes and by faith, envision you're seeing everything I'm saying. And I would tell them, I said, now then realize that we're here on earth. We're on our knees right here, but your eyes are closed. And all of a sudden, see yourself coming out of your physical body. See yourself going through the roof of the church. And then see yourself right out there and you're looking down and you see the church from on top. And look around and you see everything. I said, then envision us headed plumb out of the atmosphere of the earth. Now we're into the second heaven out there. And I said, begin to see the spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies coming to attack you. But I said, envision that God sent His angels and His chariots of fire to walk along or to fly along beside us and protect us and keep us free from these beasts. I said, then envision that we're just going, leaving them in our vapor trail. And I said, then envision us coming in and there's heaven. And the brilliance of it and the beauty of it. And we're coming and approaching the throne room of God where our Savior is seated at the right hand of the Father. And we're seated with Him in Christ in the third heaven. Amen. I said, now see yourself coming into Him as His body. Now see yourself in Christ looking down through His eyes to the earth below and to the second heaven where all Satan and his demons are. And I said, now begin to exercise your power and authority as a son or a daughter of the King. Begin to tell the Father, Lord, I'm tired of Satan and his demons binding and blinding the mind of my mate or my children or my loved one so-and-so, John Doe. And in the name of Jesus, I demand, Satan, that you withdraw those spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies that are transmitting power and authority to the demons on earth that are blinding the minds of my loved one, John Doe, or Jane, or Susie, or whatever their name is. And I'm not going to let you have them no more. In the name of Jesus, I'm not going to let you have them no more. I said, now, Father, that I've taken authority over the demons, Satan and his demons, and I'm high above him, and all power is given to me over him. He has to be subject to me in your name. I said, now then, Lord, you said no one comes into the kingdom of God except to be drawn by the Holy Spirit. I said, Father, I ask you to send that mighty Holy Spirit that's on earth, and that Holy Spirit begin to woo and convict and draw my loved one into the kingdom of God and bring them in and convict them of sin. I said, now, Father, I ask you to send the proper labor into the harvest. And if that labor can be me, send me. But if it's not me, you know who the proper labor is that can bring my loved one to you. And Lord, I want to thank you because I prayed this prayer in accordance with your word. And you said, anything I pray in accordance with your word and your will, and I know it's your will to save every human being. Because you said in John 3:16 that you don't want anyone to perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of God. I said, I know it's your will to save every human being. So I know that you've heard this prayer. I know I have my answer. And now it's done. My loved one is saved in the name of Jesus. And then you just worship and praise the King as long as you want to stay up there in His presence. And when you finally, if you finally do get tired of staying in the presence of God in the third heaven, then as you walk out of the throne room of God, and you say, Lord, we're going to be back soon. We're not going to be gone long. And I said, you begin to see yourself descending from the third heaven back into the second heaven. You're going to see those spiritual wickedness come again against you. But realize your angels are with you and the chariots of fire to protect you. And see yourself coming right through them, right back down to the earth right down to the first heaven. See yourself regaining the entry right into the earth, just like the shuttle does. And you come through, and then you see yourself approaching the church or your home or your car, whatever it is. And you come right back down in here, and then you open your eyes and say, "Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to doing warfare from the heavenlies." To give you an example, when I first learned this, I prayed for people and nothing happened. And I know many of you have done the same thing. When I learned this, I can think of men, and right now a man comes to my mind. I walked up one morning to a man. I walked up and I shook his hand. I said, "Good morning, sir. I'm Thurman Scrivener." He said, "I'm Larry." I said, "Good, Larry. How are you doing?" He said, "I'm fine." I said, "Where do you go to church?" "I don't go to church. If I want to be preached to, I'd go to church." He said, "You talk to them other guys about that religious junk, but," he said, "don't you talk to me about it." How many of you ever met a person like that?
Oh, yeah.
I said, "All right, no problem." So I walked off, and the next morning, I'm coming to work, and I catch myself up into the third heaven. When I'm up into the third heaven, driving along in my truck, I get up there and I'm sitting in Christ. I look over and I said, "Father, I am tired of the devil blinding that mind of Larry yesterday that I met. That man needs to be saved. You love him just like you do me." So I said, "Father, since I'm your son and Satan has to be subject to me," I said, "devil, come in here and sit down in my pickup right now in the name of Jesus." I said, "Now, devil, I've got a word for you from the Lord." I said, "I've been given all power and authority over you, mister." I said, "I'm fed up with you blinding the mind of this man, Larry. Because the Word of God says if there are any lost, it's because you have done it." I said, "That man is not, you're not going to drag that man into hell, because I'm taking authority over you and I'm commanding you in the name of Jesus from the third heaven to stop blinding his mind by those spiritual wickedness in the heavens and those demons." I said, "Do you hear me? I am not taking no for an answer from you. I have all authority over you because Christ in me, the hope of glory is in me, and the Holy Spirit's in me, and I am much bigger than you are because I have them in me." I said, "Now, Satan, you can get out of my truck." And then I stay up there and worship the King a while, nearly all the way to work, a 45-minute drive. Just as I drive in, I said, "Lord, I got to go down now." I said, "I'm going to go down," and I said, "Lord, I want to thank you for saving Larry." Next time I saw Larry a few days later, I said, "How are you doing?" He said, "I'm fine." I said, "You're saved." "I don't believe in that junk." I said, "I know, but you're saved." I said, "I've kicked the devil out of you, and you're saved." I said, "You ain't going to have nothing to say about it." He said, "I ain't never going to get saved." I said, "Oh, yeah." I just walked on off. Didn't say another thing to him. Next morning, I caught myself back up in the third. I did that every day for 2 weeks. Same thing every day. I said, "Devil, you ain't going to have it. You ain't going to have it." I said, "Father, you said whatever I ask you in the name of Jesus from the third heaven, it's mine. Guaranteed every time. It's done." So Larry's saved. About 2 weeks. I come in real early one morning. I went in. I was working on the computer trying to get some stuff up. And he walked in. He says, "Thurman, mind if I sit here and drink a cup of coffee and maybe talk to you a minute?" I said, "No, go ahead." Sitting there drinking his coffee, he said, "Where do you go to church?" I said, "I go to the First Baptist Church up in Justin." He said, "What do you think about people like Robert Tilton?" I said, "The man made a mistake." I said, "He's a man of God. He made a mistake. No big deal." I said, "God takes care of his kids. You know, he knows what he's doing." I said, "The man just made a mistake." He said, "What do you think about a guy like Jimmy Swagger?" I said, "Another great man of God." I said, "He just made a mistake." I said, "Just unfortunate that we do that, especially as pastors." I said, "We make mistakes, and when we make a mistake," I said, "the world crucifies us." I said, "And the church crucifies us." But I said, "They're both great men of God that love God. Just made a mistake." He said, "Well, what do you think about all these preachers that ask for money all the time?" I said, "Larry, it takes money to run the kingdom of God. Nothing is free." I said, "You know, you work here every week. You expect to get paid. You have to pay your bills." I said, "You know what?" I said, "The devil will tell you, don't dare go down to that church. Because if you go down to that church, all that preacher's going to want your money. And I said, the devil will feed you that lie, and he'll cheat you out of the blessings of God, and then one day you'll get old and you'll die, and the devil will drag you screaming into the pit of hell saying, you fool, the price of salvation was paid and I deceived you, and now you're going to spend eternity in this godless hell with me. And that man jumped up and liked to knock his cup of coffee. He said, I've heard that voice. He said, he ain't going to have me. I said, he's going to have you if you don't change your ways. What do I have to do? I said, stop by the store this morning on the way home from work and buy you a Bible. And start reading in the book of Matthew. I said, when you have some questions, come and ask me and I'll give you the answers. So he started reading every day. And about 3 weeks into it, he come up on the plan of salvation. He said, Thurman, this couldn't be this simple. This says all I got to do is ask Jesus into my heart to be saved. I said, that's exactly right. I said, why don't we do that right now? He said, I'd love it. So I led that man into the kingdom. This is a man that every other word out of his mouth was a word of profanity. He had been divorced twice. He'd been married twice. He was married then. He had been an alcoholic, a drunk. He was 50 years old. He was wondering if he was going to make it two or three more years because he had so much problems with both arms. He'd already had surgery on one arm. And it hurt so bad, he wasn't going to have surgery on the other arm. He couldn't hardly work. He'd been down in his back for 30 years, off and on. He'd had so much back trouble. He was always in excruciating pain in his back. And now I got him saved. He's come into the kingdom. So a few weeks after I got him saved, I'm down there one day, and one of the guys said, Thurman, this Jesus you preach to us is absolutely real. I said, so? And he said, well, I said, what made you change your mind? And he said, this guy Larry. So this guy, I've known Larry for 10 years. So this guy's a drunk. I mean, this guy is mean. This guy uses profanity every other word. And said, you got him saved. He ain't used a curse word since. He said, this guy's always talking about Jesus. Said, everything about him has changed. He said, this Jesus is really real.
We'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we will continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.